mind, the mood of the mind. The quality of the mind could be spacious or contracted. It could be tense or relaxed, tired or alert, calm or agitated, resistant or accepting, scattered or focused. It might be a mood present, irritability, a sweetness, an overall attitude, a resistance or acceptance. Thoughts can be quite fleeting. They're ephemeral, they just disappear so quickly. Emotions last a bit longer, kind of like a wave that rises, peaks, and recedes. But these states of mind can be much longer lasting and have a more pervasive quality. For example, we might be in an open, spacious state, and we hear a loud, unpleasant sound, and an irritated thought briefly arises. But it might not affect our mood. We might still have this open, spacious mood. But that moment of irritability rises and goes away. Or in the other direction, we might be in our irritable state of mind, and the dog comes up to be petted, and we might feel a wave of sweet affection, and then yet go right back to the irritable state of mind. These states of mind can linger as a background for whatever we are experiencing, sometimes significantly coloring how we see things. When we're aware of our moods and attitudes, we're less likely to be influenced by them in an unhelpful way. And when there are wholesome mind states, being aware of them tends to support them, to nourish them. Regardless of our mind state, if we're mindful of it, we can open to it, relax into it. And if it's an unhelpful state causing us suffering, we can be compassionate towards ourselves. As you sit here now, you might close your eyes if they're not closed. And taking a few deep breaths. And with each exhale, settling more deeply into your body, relaxing a little more. And then when you're ready, allowing the breath to return to normal. You might get a global sense of how you feel right now, allowing your attention to meander gradually throughout the body, relaxing anything that might be relaxed, relaxing any obvious tensions. Now notice the movements of breathing, connecting with the felt sense of the breath, allowing your attention to rest there, staying close to the breath, being intimate with the breath. It can open your field of attention, being alert for any compelling physical sensations, emotions, or thoughts if they arise. These are the contents of the mind. All these objects come and go. If nothing is compelling, resting in the sensations of breathing. Now you can step back from the details of your experience and pay attention to the more spacious background of the mind, noticing the quality, the mood, the attitude. Is the mind spacious or contracted? Either way is fine. Just know how it is. Is it tense or relaxed? Maybe centered or scattered? Wanting or satisfied? Aversive or pleased? Maybe joyful, peaceful, collected, equanimous. And if there's any tension there, see if you can calm it, relax it, or soften around it. In this spacious field of awareness, Allow any physical sensations, feelings, emotions, or thoughts. Allow them to arise and fade away. Agitation arises. No need to be disturbed by it. Awareness has room for it. It's just a ripple in the vast field of awareness. Awareness has room for everything. Any wanting or not wanting, allow it to come and go. Just waves in the vast ocean of awareness. There's nothing to do. Nothing is needed. Anytime it feels appropriate to you, you can allow the attention to return to the breath, to rest on the breath, on the rhythm of the breath, in and out. Then keeping the breath in the foreground, with your peripheral awareness, you can be aware of the spaciousness that's all around. Within that spaciousness, there might be activity and movement. There's nothing to do. Nothing is needed. Just awareness. Being here. if I wanted to have an intimate conversation with a friend, we might choose a quiet room to talk. The environment, the room, adds something to the intimacy. If my friend and I went to a busy airport to have that same conversation, it likely wouldn't feel so intimate. In the same way, we can focus on the details of our experience, the details of our thoughts, our feelings, our body sensations, or the breathing itself, and yet not notice the overall atmosphere, the environment in which it occurs. And yet it can have a strong influence in our experience. I've had the experience of like practicing diligently, very mindful of the breath, of body sensations, of thoughts or emotions. And at some point, I noticed a subtle disturbance and stepped back to notice the quality of my mind. I saw that the attitude of my mind was one that was waiting for something to happen, something better, a forward leading, a subtle state of dissatisfaction. Becoming aware of it allowed me to fully settle into the present, more fully relax. It was quite a relief. We can think of our mind states as like a big open pasture, and they can nourish us deeply when we are aware of them, supporting a greater spaciousness and ease in our practice. I'd like to end with a quote from Ajahn Sumedho. The spacious mind has room for everything. It's like the space in a room which is never harmed by what goes in and out of it. The spacious mind has room for everything. It's like the space in a room which is never harmed by what goes in and out of it. So thank you. May this day of practice nourish you, and see you soon.